Amish wagon. We pass people every day. An old man with a cane shuffles past us in the grocery, squinting to read the fine print on a box label. Two little children pull on their mom's dress at the bank as she makes a deposit and reaches them a sucker out of a little bowl on the teller's countertop. A homeless vet passes our vehicle to take a dollar from a hand reaching out of the window back of us. We don't talk to the politician rushing past us to hold up a baby and smile for news cameras. On the road to Westcliff, I pass a black wagon, pulled by a black horse, driven by a young man wearing a black hat, black pants, and black vest, a white shirt with a reddish beard. He pulls his horse and wagon towards the shoulders I go past, and I wave. I watch him in my rearview mirror as he goes another block, then pulls his horse and wagon into a little drive leading to a country house on the other side of a closed gate. Amish from Pennsylvania have come to this part of the Colorado for farming, solitude, the ability to worship as they choose, to raise their families in an old way, and drive to town in a wagon pulled by their favorite horse. This, my first Amish sighting of the season, makes me wonder how they can maintain their traditions in the onslaught of the 21st century propaganda, polemics, politics, and problems. The march of the 21st century technology, information, control and surveillance, secularism is crushing. Seeing a horse and wagon on the road is like seeing an old John Wayne movie on television. It pictures a way of life long gone that some folks still never want to leave.